The steamy mist hung like clouds across the glade. Dusk and moonrise lit shadows with eerie shimmering colors. Cool embers of shapeless images moving ever so softly against the dead quiet. Slowly from a shrouded curtain, the silence broken by pole into water. A dugout's prow pressing forth to almost catch the rippled definitions of time. Silhouetted shaman, sculpted in a moment poised to hear the din of far-off future lives. Caught in a theater of meaningless occurrence. Pole again into water. Gliding clear across the smoky glass. Aboriginal prow. On painted canvas. Naked, stepping spirit walk on forbidden shore. The savage stepped onto the path. Craggy, stumped branches reaching up out of the mist, like graveyard beckoning. Lined the broken path. Still far, more felt than heard, or seen the glimmer of existence at its last ceasing, called. As he stepped, so through the ages transformed, the walker found himself on cultured pathway, well outlined by mistless, green, and glowing wood. Sound. Now heard of human gathering. Crisp. And clear. Glowing from within, light splashed across the sweeping lawn to end at the wooded edge. A grand home waiting. The walker broke the nearest branch, pointing backward home. He felt the shadow warmth of the artificial light. His transformation complete, down to black tie. The door opened. She greeted him as an old friend. Strange garbled noises emerged from her mouth. He read her meaning in her eyes. He responded as if nothing were wrong. Large, rotund, jewel-beset breast heaved with her gestures offering embrace to the formal dining room. As if to greet, half the guests rose or began till ushered still, all seated, dining carried on. The old woman with the girl grasped his hand. Take her. You're the only one who can see. She gripped his hand with surprising strength. Let go. And she stared blankly before her. The girl returned his smile. Double doors burst open from the lawn. The blood-spattered, black-sheathed, sensuous woman gasped. They're all dying. A drone roar passed overhead. The diners struggle as if an invisible force is holding them. They lemminged their way out the door onto the lawn, only to be caught in wire nooses hanging from the trees. The old woman puts the girl's hand in his. Take her. He slowly winds through the twisting bodies, sighs and moans and screaming minds bent to their destruction, winds away as the old woman chokes her last breath, winds out of the artificial light past the broken branch. To the darkened path, to foggy, timeless glade, winds back to spirit candle, painted silent stillness, aboriginal brow, with pole into water, brow testing against the ripples of time. Buried the innocent. Into the smoky haze.